All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon.
Oh, we are ready to roll on a Wednesday. Good to be back. Sorry about that yesterday. Had a memorial to attend. Cookies and Enrico sounded wonderful. I will not accept anything to the contrary. Although Rieger's trolling did ruin my drive home from the memorial service.
That's what Rieger does.
We will talk about it. I want to jump right in. We're going to get into the Nick Rolovich stuff at 3 o'clock, but maybe not the way you think. See, I'm not really interested in a vax and anti-vax or a freedoms and a sheep conversation. I'm bored by that. We've done that for a year and a half. But Nick Rolovich, head coach of Washington State, just took his $3 million a year job and crumpled it up, threw it in the garbage. And I cannot imagine that conversation with the wife and kids. But I have a question that's different. We will talk about the Washington State former head football coach, top of the hour, 3 o'clock. I want to jump into something. And I think it's a great way to start the show. It's 72. It's sunny. Beautiful day outside. Rico in an elite T-shirt. Ice Cube today was a good day. I always rail on this. And I always feel like I have to fight against it, which is reality versus media narrative. And oftentimes, the reality of the team you watch or the players you like is very different from what the media tells you you're supposed to believe and tells you you're supposed to like. And I always make jokes about it. I make jokes about certain people. Ha ha! Clown. The point is, people like that sell lies. So I wanted to do something. Now, Rico can't be involved in this because he was my professor on the research project, and I've put a little something together. And I just figured, well, Kenny went out drinking last night, and he's a little foggy. Maybe we'll have Kenny do this. So, Kenny, I know you need to come down from the pulpit. You need to come down from your ivory tower being a Georgia guy. And I just need you to just take the numbers I'm giving you, and I want to do a little player A or player B, and then I'm going to reveal their identity. And if you're a college football fan, I want you to just kick back. And the only ground rule is this. Both are good players. It's the only thing I'll say. Both are good players, but the media would have you believe one player is Christ with a foot-long dong, and the other guy is a homeless dude who's dressed up as a football player for Halloween.
I had a theory on what this could possibly be. I'll let you do your little game, but I already know where this is going.
We've lost Rico, yes.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. So, can I get a little music for this? Just a little, let's have a little fun. A little Jeopardy, little something here. Player A, player B. I'm going to read you the stats. And then I just want to reveal the identities. And then I want you, as someone who consumes media, to tell me whether you believe this has been fairly portrayed. Sound good?
Sounds sure. Like a plan.
Okay, David looks... David or Mike Tomlin producing the show today? Can't tell.
Yes!
Can't tell. David, are you willing to wear sunglasses during the show today?
No! I will have to go to my car to get them.
Here, I have a pair for you.
I would not be able to see anything that I'm doing today if I had sunglasses on inside.
Don't worry about it. None of the other producers can. Best in the game right here, people. Let's get it. David, music. All right, here we go. Player A or player B.
Our next contestant, Kenny Cott from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Kenny enjoys Henleys, booze, and sleeping in late. He's also a huge college football fan. Here we go. Kenny, are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Player A has 23 tackles on the season. 8.5 tackles for loss. 5.5 sacks. A pass defended. A fumble forced. A fumble recovered. 45 QB pressures, which ranks number one national. 45!
Wow.
And his Pro Football Focus's number one college DN.
Sure.
Player B. Here's player A one more time. 23 tackles, 8.5 TFL, 5.5 sacks, pass defended, fumble recovery, but the 45 pressures and PFF. Everyone loves PFF. Number one DN in America. That's player A.
All right.
Player B, Kenny Cott from Stone Mountain, Georgia. 24 tackles, 6 for a loss, 4.5 sacks.
Pretty good.
A forced fumble, 30 QB pressures. Remember, player A had 45 pressures. Player B, 30 pressures, and is the number 4 Pro Football Focus DN in college football. Do you have a guess as to who player A and player B are?
I know where you're getting at, where you're going with this. And I think I know what direction it's going to go because I know how this show works, but I'll play along.
Kenny, I
believe all, that during the offseason there was a game called Name That Michigan Quarterback Headline.
Come on, Kenny Cott.
You can't turn it around on Trebek. That's not how the game works.
I'm just saying.
Texas funny hat.
With a dollar sign.
And Turd Ferguson. All right, go ahead.
Let's say Aiden Hutchinson is player B and Panishuk is player A because that's the way this game was structured to work.
How? Wait a minute. Ramma Lamma Ding Dong. Kenny Cott is right.
What's my prize?
Here's your prize. It's education.
Right here.
See, as we settle in for Michigan and Michigan State, I just can't figure it out. You know, you hear a lot of people, they can't even name people on State's defense. The point is, Jacob Panishuk, I've never been interested in this argument about, well, who's better? I've just simply said, wait, why is Aiden Hutchinson getting more fitness video time than Suzanne Summers? And Jacob Panishuk is treated like a homeless man. Mm-hmm. When in fact, Jacob Panishuk has always been more productive than Aiden Hutchinson. And is currently now. I mean, okay, in fairness, Panishuk's played one extra game. But unless Aiden Hutchinson plans on producing 15 QB pressures, I think you know where I'm going with this. Panishuk, more of everything. So here's my point to you as we begin this. Start to actually watch the games. Start to actually learn instead of just accepting what the media feeds you. Look, Aiden Hutchinson may or may not go on to an incredible NFL career. But people always get this twisted. NFL potential with college production. They are not the same. There are plenty of guys who are better college football players than guys who get drafted in the first round. But they don't have the measurables. Or they don't project to be X, Y, and Z at the NFL level. But Jacob Panishuk, all I'm saying is this. He's every bit as good as Aiden Hutchinson. But you know what you hear on the Fox broadcast besides this idiot? I mean, elite player. And then they talk about Panishuk, and it's like a pumpkin on a stick. And you're like, but wait a minute. Panishuk continues to outproduce this guy. Now, look, you don't value MSU. You don't value their schedule. Okay. But I just, again, compare the way it's sold to the reality of it. Like, they're both really good players. And Jacob Panishuk is pretty damn awesome. Aiden Hutchinson, pretty damn awesome. But think about how it's sold. Now, Kenny, when you kick back, and I know you end up fading into an alcohol haze.
Sure.
But when you sit back and you watch this, did these numbers surprise you?
No, they aren't incredibly surprising because you know they're both very talented players.
Then why isn't it talked about that way?
Because of the Michigan media coverage. That's the way it's always been. That's how the Gus Johnsons get off. That's how...
Look at that weightlifting set. Did you see that?
That's
how many
times
works.
Do we see that video for the game on the 30th? Enough where I notice it, and I'm not even a Big Ten guy.
We're going to see it a bunch of times.
Were you surprised about those numbers?
I was. I was, because you're right. you don't hear Jacob's name at all.
None.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Not even, you know, I mean, they mentioned him. Like I said, I've heard George Karloftis, the DN for Purdue, more.
The Greek god of sack.
And I like him. But it's just like, yeah, you know, what I hear is, yeah, Michigan State doesn't have anybody on the defensive line. They're a bunch of no-name people, blah, blah, blah.
You know what's funny, too? PFF came out with all their midseason stuff. Really interesting is Michigan and Michigan State both have top five front sevens, according to Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. So
that's fascinating when you really think about the level of coverage one way compared to the other. And again, do not call up and waste my time. No one's saying Aiden Hutchinson's not a good player. He is. What I'm saying is, so is Jacob Onishuk. And yet, when you tune into that game on the 30th, just watch. It is going to be nauseating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I beg of you, because you know who has to clean it up? Me. I have to clean it up. Rico has to clean it up. It's amazing to me.
But that's what they want you to know, Mike. That's the narrative. That's what they push. And it's nothing new. I mean, according to them, you know, Peppers was going to be the greatest corner ever because he does backflips.
And I always said
substitute Aiden Hutchinson's workout videos to Peppers' backflips.
Right. And look, at a certain point, you have to have the cross-section of measurables and potential and then actual production. And with Peppers, it never lined up. Rashawn Gary, it never lined up. Other guys have no long-term projection. They're just great college football players. Like, I mean, I could name a million of them. Like, you can go back to, like, try-hard dudes in college. Like, you remember Scooby Wright at Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Led the Pac-12 in tackles every year. He was a tackling machine. I mean, he was just try-hard. Yep. He was just a damn fine college football player. You know who had no NFL future? Scooby Wright. But they're two different things, though. Yeah. That's the key. It's like you can be Malcolm Perry, Navy, quarterback, amazing college player, and an all-time midshipman. You got no future in the pros. Mm-hmm. You just, it's okay for both things to be true.
Yeah, you're Pat White, West Virginia.
Yes, yes, amazing college player. Mm-hmm. Never going to go pro. So Aiden Hutchinson's going to be a first-round pick. God bless. Go get that money, son. But this idea that he is somehow tangibly better than Jacob Onishuk, I have bad news for you. He's not. And the numbers, the data, what you do when you put your helmet on at a certain point actually matters.
Right, but a lot of it might come from the fact that Michigan State is still looked as an also-ran football program. Basketball, they get all the kudos in the world. Come football, it's basically, it's welfare.
I just want to have a little fun to start the show. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, I saw that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.